to do a lot of damage and stuff.
Well, it blows a lot of trees down and knocks roofs off of houses and in coastal areas, of course, it brings the high tides way up over the shoreline, you know, sometime up in a mile or so, you know.
Uh-huh.
And of course, when they hit down in the Everglades section, well, it spreads water everywhere and ruins a lot of houses that way and so forth. And of course, the coastal areas, they try to get everybody who lives near the coast to evacuate so they won't get drowned, you know, get either the houses destroyed and they're left in the house, sometimes they're drowned and so forth.
Somebody was telling me that when a hurricane's supposed to be coming up or something, like the water would go into the ocean. I mean, the waves will recede way back into the away from the shore.
Oh, that's possible, yeah.
And then just one big wave that hits or something like that.
I don't think that's the case. I'm not sure. I don't think
that's... Maybe that's a tidal wave or something.
Yeah, probably that is, yes. But anyway, the water in the bay and the gulf and all is affected a great deal because the wind's pushing it. The most disastrous one that I recall was when I was a little kid. And at that time, the wind came right up Tampa Bay from the Gulf, and it blew right into Tampa Bay and blew all the water out of the bay into the up on the land, you know.
Wow.
And all the areas like Hyde Park and Ballast Point and over near the 22nd Street Causeway Bridge, 22nd Street Bridge, over that area, all those houses were flooded. The water was up in 2 or 3 feet deep in the houses, you know. And of course it brought sand along with it, you know. And at that time we had a windmill.
Really? A real windmill?
Yeah. And boy, we just watched that thing crumple over, you know. It didn't, as an 11-year-old kid, it didn't scare me.
Well, that's pretty cool, huh? Wow, a windmill. Was it for pumping water?
Yeah.
Is there any problem around Florida with the water table being so low that, like, drilling wells or something? I heard that you get salt in it or something like that.
Yes, no. you do get salt sometime, and near the coastline you do, but not much. But the state is governing now. Anybody who drills for a well has to get a permit from the state to do that. And of course, North Hillsborough County, Northwest Hillsborough County, there are a lot of lakes out there, you know, some large lakes and some small ones. And since St. Petersburg has been pumping water from that area for the city use, a lot of those lakes have dried up, and they've had several suits and so forth trying to settle what they can do and what they can't do. And they have finally set up a Southwest Florida Water Management Bureau. I think they abbreviated SWFMUD.
SWFMUD.
Yeah, Southwest Florida Water Management Department. And anyway, they get SWFMUD out of that somehow. I don't know. And they're supposed to regulate the use of water from these areas so that they won't dry up the lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now my sister lives on a lake out here about 15 miles north of town, and it's called Lake Bird. And about